President Trump is taking aim at clean energy and environmental programs in his latest budget. It is a recurring theme from this administration. Bloomberg Environment's Dean Scott has written about this on the Bloomberg Terminal. Dean, how much is the president cutting environmental programs here?
Well, I guess if you start with EPA, we're looking at about a 30-31% cut for EPA. That translates to about $2 billion. The way I like to frame that is EPA has had a budget of about $8 billion, more or less, the last couple of years. And Trump, since he took office, has looked to cut about $2 billion off the top of that pretty much each year since he's come into office. That's going to be a big lift for him, as I point out in my article, given the House is now controlled by Democrats. So they'll be sort of co-piloting with Republican senators the next budget that comes out in Washington.
How are things going to differ this time with the House in Democratic hands?
Well, one thing is for certain, we're going to get back to sort of what I like to call the no increase budget that we've seen the last couple of years. In other words, Trump, this is part of sort of the game in Washington. It's been for both Democratic and Republican administrations. Presidents propose things and then Congress basically uses that budget, they like to tell us, as a doorstop, pretty much as in terms of what they're going to do. What changes now is we've seen a lot of these clean energy programs at the Energy Department focusing on renewable energy research. We look at the EPA budget. We've seen sort of flat funding or slight increases. I expect there's going to be a bit more pressure to actually keep keep those budgets flat. Of course, but maybe even sprinkle in some additions in terms of clean water funding, the infrastructure programs for local and state governments, for renewable energy, certainly, and for environmental protection. Because as we've seen over the years, the House and Senate sort of negotiates these things with the president. And so if you have one of those three branches of government, if you want to call it that, at the table, consisting of House Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi in particular, you'll have some pressure for some increases.
And those are programs like fossil energy, Green Climate Fund, renewable energy, clean water. All those programs are targeted for cuts in the Trump budget, right?
That's right. The Green Climate Fund is a great example. That was an Obama effort to get developing countries to agree to a global climate deal. And President Obama pledged about $3 billion to that effort over 4 years. That would be the U.S. contribution. Trump came into office. That was cut, and it's been cut every single year since he's been in office. Of course, the current president doesn't believe we should be providing money to developing countries to help them on their trajectory on climate change. That's not exactly his priority. But what we'll see at least now is there's always been some Senate Democrats that think we should be helping out on these climate, sort of helping developing countries adapt to climate impacts, et cetera, that we should be, you know, providing some of that funding. Those Senate efforts have always died because where are they going to go when Republicans control the House? Now that Democrats are back in power on the House, there's at least a chance. I still think it's uphill, but there's at least a chance to bring that issue back up and try to forced to put some more money back into the Green Climate Fund.
Where are we in this process right now? What's next?
So we're in the very beginning. I always like to look at this as in terms of where we end up. We haven't had sort of full year appropriations budgets as we did, you know, 10, 20 years ago. We'd have an EPA budget. We'd have an EPA interior appropriations bill that would set those levels for the next fiscal year. All this process, by the way, is to fund budgets beginning October 1 of this year. So it runs October 1 through the next 12 months, well into 2020. We're in the very beginning, and where I think we're going to probably wind up if the, you know, past is prologue with this administration and Congress, is we'll probably move a lot of these proposals and battle them, you know, battle over the increases or whether things should be held flat for months and months, and then we'll come to a showdown as we have for the last 3 years of Trump, but also going back into the Obama administration. And that's where we're going to be talking once again about omnibus bills, about government shutdowns probably, and short-term funding extensions, which is everyone's favorite here in Washington.
I found it interesting among these programs that have been targeted by the Trump administration is actually some infrastructure, which is an issue that people say could reach bipartisan consensus, one like the clean water infrastructure specifically.
Yeah, those are those state revolving funds are perennially a favorite of both Democrats and Republicans. They fund the things that, you know, we take for granted, but making sure that your water in your local town is treated and that treatment plan is updated. There's a bit of gamesmanship, I think, that goes on with projects like that, considering that they're very popular. And it's almost as if presidents of both parties for years have proposed cutting clean water projects, knowing full well that that money is going to be restored anyway. So there's a little cynicism, I think, in the, built into the process, and clean water projects are definitely under that category.
All right, Dean, any final thoughts about this?
Just in terms of process, I think we'll probably wind up seeing a lot more interest in the next couple months about some international climate funding. I'd expect somewhat of a debate about whether we should be funding any of this sort of the climate science that the president has called into question that his own administration has put out. I'm going to expect a pretty big battle over whether Congress wants to make sure that money keeps flowing. The administration, once again, has really targeted a lot of that climate research and science that the United States puts forth.
I've been speaking with Bloomberg Environment's Dean Scott. You can read more about this and his other work on the Bloomberg Terminal. I'm Nancy Lyons in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington Newsroom.